This is HNN.
This is HNN, the Holotables News Network. Is you're not even remotely close to around-the-clock Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes news, reviews, reactions, theory crafting, and more source. I'm Sir Georgis, your host, along with my distinguished co-host, Celiac Sarah.
Hey, sidebar, can you give me permission to record?
Yes.
What are some editing magic?
All right, we're good. Also,
so that's
hey.
How Sarah's doing.
I'm awake.
Glad to hear you. Everything's going well, Sarah.
Oh, man. It's fine.
So, the main headline is that we finally have the last requirements for the two all-new Galactic Legends, Sith Eternal Emperor and Jedi Master Luke.
Yeah, they're here.
So now we know all 15 characters you need, what relics you need them at, and the path has been set for whether you shall go Sith Eternal or Jedi Master.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, we have the info for the new Grand Arena season, which usually isn't very noteworthy, but this time they've updated the amount of fleets needed.
Yeah, they snuck that in there.
Yeah, pretty sweet. And then the other big news is that SWGOH.GG, which many people use to keep track of their rosters and opponents, in addition to their extensive Grand Arena history, they're now taking all of that historic data and compiling a Grand Arena counters page. So we will talk and look at that as well.
Yeah, I'm pumped.
First, let's look at the new Grand Arena Season 11.
Yeah, it's Night Sister. Night Sisters, yes.
Yeah. Night Sister themed.
Mm-hmm.
This season of Grand Arena takes us to Dathomir, home of the Night Sisters. So it's 5v5 in all rounds with one zone for fleet. Except the top two divisions, Division 1 and Division 2, they will now have two defensive fleets set.
Sad.
I'm happy. Why are you sad?
Because my ships suck.
And I'm happy because my ships are good.
I put one on defense and I have one shot on offense. And if it doesn't work, I'm toast.
So. I always wonder, should I set my Negotiator Galactic Republic or should I set my Malevolence Separatist?
Mm-hmm.
But it really doesn't matter because both beat each other and whichever one I set, my opponent is going to be able to defeat. But now you have to decide whether you're going to set both of those on defense.
I always set my home one and keep my Negotiator.
Mm. But now what are you going to do for your second fleet?
I think the plan will be to set Trash and keep Negotiator and home one.
Okay. Oh, both Trash fleets.
Yeah. Unless maybe I'll set home one and set a Trash fleet with it. I don't know.
Okay. So that means if I'm fighting you and I set my Malevolence and Negotiator, I'll be good.
I'm screwed.
What would be even better is if they put the fleet in the front.
Mm-hmm.
So then you could set trash teams of characters behind it.
I know. That would be good because that's what I've been doing with my characters. But actually what I am... Actually, no, I lied. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to set my Raddus because my resistance characters are reliced. So I'm going to set my Raddus fleet. And I was not sure if I was going to do this. And then a couple guys in our guild were talking about it. And they were talking with the lineup that they've been using in Grand Arena. And they have been getting a lot of defensive hold with it. So I think that's what I'm going to do.
With what? The Raddus?
Really? Yeah. Greedo shot first in our guild, posted screenshots of his Raddus fleet. And he starts it with Rey's Falcon, I think Poe and Resistance Pilot, I'm pretty sure, is his starting lineup. And he had four holds on it. It was still sitting there when his Grand Arena match ended. Yeah. So I think, so he was saying he actually originally didn't start with Rey's Falcon on it. He started with, I think it was Han's Falcon, and it was getting beat. And then he switched it to be a full Resistance startup, and it's holding. So I'm going to try it. I'm curious.
Yeah, me too.
And this makes me feel a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah. We should go and fact check him, because we have Grand Arena history now on SWGOH. So we can see how it worked.
He did
see what the enemies
tried to. Oh, yes. I see what you mean. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To see whether they used good fleets or not.
You can tell how often I use this tool. Not often.
So in addition to that big change, where you now need two fleets, which I think is great, because I've got three solid ones, you know, with Rebels, Galactic Republic, and Separatist. And there is no real danger of not taking down a fleet zone. I like that. Mm-hmm. But the other things to keep an eye on is that you can get a Count Dooku portrait. He's looking pretty cool with his lightsaber pointed in the air. You got old Daka giving a what the crap face with her hands up.
It really is that. That is a terrible portrait.
Like, General Grievous is here killing everybody? Oh, what? Nobody saw this coming?
That is an awful portrait. No, poor old Doc.
Like, there aren't even, you know, glows or showing that she's reviving or resurrecting somebody or anything.
No. She's literally just like,
what? What's up, guys?
Oh, no, I don't like that.
Then you got Night Sister Spirit portrait as well.
She also she looks disgusted.
She does. You like somebody just coughed on her food during COVID-19 season.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I like her portrait though. I might go for that one.
Oh my god, that's funny.
And then the titles that you can get the title of Night Sister. Mm-hmm. You can get the title of Witch, and you can get the title Master of Ceremonies. So, pretty cool ones. Very nice for an October Halloween theme.
I just realized that's October Halloween themed.
Yes. I think that's what... I didn't think of it until just now either. Huh. I played it off like I did.
All right. Clever. I like it.
Yeah. Then let's talk about the new counters section to the SWGOH.gg.
This is pretty cool.
Yeah. I'm impressed. Because it's not just that they can collect the data, but now they can take that collected data and make it useful for us.
Yeah.
On a large scale. So in this last season, the one we just finished, there were 80,000 General Grievous teams seen on defense. And 82% of them were defeated. I want to say defeated in one shot.
I would assume that's what it would be.
Or there's a setting, this weird scissors icon here. It says toggle 99th percentile cutoff. Don't know what that means, but when you turn it off, it adds all the rarities, all the...
Like all the squad variations?
Yes. So like we've only seen this team, this specific team on offense fight this specific Grievous team on defense one time out of 50,000. So they take all these weird small rarities out so that all you can focus on once this toggle is on are the most important, most commonly winning teams used.
Right.
So with it on, people are using a solo Supreme Leader Kylo Ren versus a full Grievous squad. And it wins 99.7% of the time for a 63 banner win. So just first opening the page, you can see, wow, there's a great counter that I might not have even known about.
And I don't have. Share.
And you just keep going, and it starts with, it's got the number of them seen. So that means for this first one, 585 Supreme Leader Kylos fought the specific General Grievous comp here of full Separatist droids. And 99.8% of those Supreme Leader Kylos defeated General Grievous.
Man.
And it starts from highest win rate to lowest. Mm-hmm. So you can just start from the top, work your way down until you see a team that you can put together, that you can spare, and then go, okay, I can try to make that my counter now.
I also like that it tells you the percentage of teams that were defeated on defense, because then you can look there and be like, hey, this team was only defeated 27% of the time.
Yeah.
This would be a great defense squad that I have, and I didn't know that I had it or whatever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. I haven't messed around with it enough, so I don't know how to sort it by that. Or I guess you just have to go to the last
page. I would just scroll.
Yeah.
But that's
me. Yeah, yeah. Pretty cool. So let's see. One, I wonder if...
Now, is it only for characters, or does it have fleets on there? I assume it's only characters.
I don't know. I don't know. They ought to have fleets, since they keep a record of that data too.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. They started off by sorting it by team you're facing. No, so not the variations.
Right.
Because it can be really hard to sort through all that. So you could just specifically say, I need to figure out how to beat Sarah's Galactic Legend Rey and look at her Rey, look at the Rey counters.
Mm-hmm.
And the top three are all Kylo, mirror match.
Of course.
Like, I remember looking at this and the entire first page at least was all Galactic Legend versus Galactic Legend.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
So there are very few. So here we go. First non-Galactic Legend team is Darth Revan, Bastila, Malak, Thrawn, and Wat Tambor versus a Galactic Legend Rey team with the bros, Emmeline Holdo, and Vet Chewie.
Yep.
So this matchup occurred 47 times, and this Darth Revan Sith Empire team had a 90% win rate.
I like it. There's also, I was just playing around with it, if you go to top Grand Arena squads instead of the counters, you can sort by attack or defense, and it tells you what the hold percentage is for the squads.
No way!
Yeah. So right now, the top squad is Supreme Leader Kylo, First Order Stormtrooper, Red Stormtrooper, Sith Trooper, whatever, Hux, and Kylo, Unmasked Kylo.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. That's what I was curious about.
Yeah. So they've beefed up all the different types of data they show you.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's what I would want.
Yeah. And this helps you show you what you need to set for Arena too. Mm-hmm. Like what kind of variation is holding best.
Yeah, exactly. So you know if you want to carry that over to your Arena squad.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I like that. That's going to be helpful.
Yeah, so definitely go check that out when prepping for your Grand Arena.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that a lot. Okay, and then on to the other big headline.
The main headline.
Yeah, the main headline. Content update today. Mm-hmm. Still don't have kits or anything for either the Galactic Legends, but we know what you need to get them.
They're all there.
So, added to the final group of requirements in quest for Galactic Legend Jedi Master Luke Skywalker and Sith Eternal Emperor. Do you have it pulled up? Do you want to read the
Jedi Master Luke? Yeah, so for Luke, you're going to also need Wedge at Relic 3, Biggs at Relic 3, Princess Leia, Relic 3, Lando at Relic 5, so two relics up from what you needed him for Luke, and Hermit Yoda at Relic 5. So,
nice. How do you feel about that?
I feel okay. There were no major curveballs. I was a little shocked. I honestly thought we were going to need more variations of Luke. So I was surprised. I was pleasantly surprised.
Oh, yeah.
I was pleasantly surprised we didn't need any more variations of Luke. So that didn't hurt my feelings. I also like that there is a lot of crossover to what you needed for the Jedi Knight Luke event. So I already have a lot of these characters relic. They just need a couple extra relics now.
Yes. I like that too. Mm-hmm. For the Sith Eternal Emperor side, the new requirements needed, starting off is Jedi Knight Anakin Skywalker, the one that needs to be seduced to the dark side at Relic 7. Grand Moff Tarkin at Relic 3, General Veers at Relic 3, Colonel Stark at Relic 3, and Grand Admiral Thrawn at Relic 6. Mm-hmm. Then Mon Mothma to help out with farming Master Luke.
She's farmable now. Mm-hmm. I pulled 0 shards today. it was a great feeling.
I still need to spend some of my energy on that. Then bug fixes. They said that they fixed an issue where Supreme Leader Kylo would only use brutal assault on offense in certain scenarios.
Okay.
I don't remember which ability is which.
Oh, don't ask me.
But I think that if that is an AI fix where he doesn't always use a single special instead of his other one, then that is very welcomed, and I appreciate that. Now, it says Brutal Assault is his stun one, not his AoE. I've got issues with both, where sometimes... issues? Yeah, I have issues. Sometimes he'll never use his AoE. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he'll only do his AoE. So even though they didn't mention it, hopefully what they're saying here is that now he'll alternate priority between the two specials instead of if there are 5 opponents, then at all times he's going to use his AoE. Or if there's 1 opponent at all times, he's going to use his stun special. It's something like that. Something simple where whatever the scenario is, he'll always use one of them. But some of the game modes, you're always in that scenario for the entire raid or the entire arena match most of the time.
I didn't look at all of these bug fixes, but I just quickly skimmed through them, and none of them look super massive. There were none that I was aware of. I will put it that way.
Yeah, yeah. The only other one I noticed was that the fixed an issue with Ray's ultimate ability causing visual sync issues.
Yeah, I've seen
that. We mentioned that a few shows ago where she'll cross her lightsabers and then go to do it, but doesn't do it.
She just kind of stands there.
Yeah. So they're saying they fix that this time, hopefully.
We'll see. They did as well, in addition to this, they posted another update after this saying that they are aware there is a problem with Darth Revan putting
Death Mark.
Using Death Mark or whatever whenever he's not supposed to be. I don't know. So there are still bugs.
Yeah. I was not aware of that.
But the big thing is we got our requirements. So
yeah.
We're good.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
So moving on to That's No Moon section. Mm-hmm. The big topic for this show is going to be discussing the final requirements for Palpatine and Luke.
Mm-hmm.
So Sarah, how close are you? And when do you expect to have Jedi Luke ready? Master Luke.
Okay. So I have two that are fully done. Rey and R2 are done.
Nice.
Chewie, Lando, C-3PO, and Hermit Yoda are all relics. They're just not at the actual relic level that they need. That being said, let me just pull this up real quick so you can remember earlier when I said that my ships are bad.
How's your required ship for it?
Actually, the required ship isn't too bad. It's not ready yet, but it's I looked at this earlier. Where is it? I'm at 47 out of 65 shards, so I'm almost there because I only need it at 5-star, right?
6-star.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're getting there. It's fine. Everything is fine. The issue is that my Wedge and Biggs, my Wigs, if you will, are Gear 8.
Ugh.
Yeah.
But how many of your characters are reliced already? Like how many of the 15?
Let me just pull it up real quick. A lot of them.
That's good.
Da-da-da.
Yeah, I will say.
6 of mine are reliced already. And Han is almost reliced. He's gear 12.
I'm pleasantly surprised. Which it makes sense because of what's needed. But I'm surprised and happy that with these Galactic Legends, it includes a lot of characters that have already been relevant, already been useful.
Yeah.
So are already reliced for veterans of the game.
I'm kind of surprised. I don't know. It feels like I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. Like, what's the catch?
I think the catch is all the high relic characters.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's going to cost you a ton of crystals to farm the relic materials.
Yeah.
So even if you've gotten some of your characters to gear 12 already, or gear 13 already.
Yeah, it's the relic. And that's exactly it, because like I said, C-3PO is, I think he's relic 4 right now. And I cannot get him to relic 5 because I don't have the little green wheelie thing, whatever it is.
The data, signal data.
Yeah. So that kind of sucks. Because as soon as this came out, I was like, sweet, I'm going to go relic all the ones that I can right now. And I literally went up one level on C-3PO and was like, okay, I have nothing left.
Yeah.
It was sad.
It's going to be at least probably 3 weeks of me doing all the 100 energy, 100 crystal refreshes for Cantina energy. To get enough materials for these characters.
My other problem is I'm trying to finish my team to do the CAM mission. And I told myself that I would finish that now so that it's done, it's out of the way.
You should do that. You should make that sacrifice. Our guild does not have enough people finishing that CAM mission.
I know. And so I said, I was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to finish. I'm almost there. Like, it's literally just relic materials and like one clone needs to get reliced.
Yeah.
So I'm almost there, but like, it's one of those things where I want to deviate from it so badly, but I can't. I have to finish it. So I'm going to do that first. So it's going to push me back on loop because I'm doing that.
Yeah.
So
you'll still be farming the character shards.
Yeah, that's the other thing, right? I still need to farm Chupio and I still need to farm Mon Mothma. So realistically, there is no crazy rush for me to relic these guys first because, I mean, if I keep pulling zeros on Mon Mothma, I'm going to be here for a long time.
Yeah. Yep, I'll be slowly farming them as well.
Yeah, yeah. But I have decided I have to go for Luke because I have 2 out of the 15 requirements, and for Kylo and Palpatine, I have 0.
What?
Yeah.
0?
I have 0 for Palpatine and Kylo. So I don't even have the ship unlocked for Palpatine. Whatever that ship is. I don't even
know. That's understandable. That's a new ship.
So, and I don't touch my first order with a 10-foot pole.
So I like the requirements, and they all made sense for Jedi Master Luke. So you've got the original trilogy, original representations of them all, with Princess Leia, Han. So Princess Leia with the message to R2, who Luke had. Then you got Old Ben, Han, and Chewie when they meet up to fly off. Hermit Yoda.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Mon Mothma, who made him a rebel pilot and whatnot. And Wedge and Biggs, his other Rogue Squadron pilots. So all this stuff is mostly from the original trilogy. Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's interesting that that's the case because these are Galactic Legends from the new trilogy.
Yeah. But they represent the entire...
Totally. Totally. Yeah. And I get it. You're going on like a whole journey to get there. I just find it interesting.
Yeah.
I also I don't know how Palps and Luke are going to have a fight in this event because they don't.
Never fight. They probably won't. I don't think they'll do a rock, paper, scissors type.
I hope not. That was so stressful.
I didn't have a problem with it.
It wasn't even that, like, I didn't lose at it. It was just stressful in the sense that I was, like, paranoid about it.
You're going to waste tickets. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I wasted a lot figuring it out. Yeah. So annoying. So for this one, they ought to have Luke versus Kylo at the end of episode 8.
Which I just watched today.
Oh yeah? What'd you think?
Yeah. I still love it. I don't care what anyone says.
You love it? The Last Jedi?
Oh yeah. Haters gonna hate.
Moving on. I'm gonna pretend you didn't say that.
I'm just here to stir the pot.
I'm gonna pretend you didn't say that. Moving on, Sith Eternal Emperor.
Yes.
His battle ought to be versus Rey.
Totally. Totally agree.
And that should be the end climax of episode 9. So they don't need to fight each other. So they just happen to come out at the same time.
Would you fight against Rey I guess you would. You would fight because you don't need Rey to get Eternal Emperor. That's my thinking, right? Like, you don't need her. Do you need Kylo for him? No.
No, you don't.
That is weird, too.
So what they should do is, for that rock, paper, scissors format type deal, since it doesn't actually use a character from your roster, it's not actual fighting, what they should do is for Sith Eternal Emperor, make one of them Dark Rey, that whole flashback, or that vision or whatever, include her in a fight or something.
Oh. It'd be like a reskin of Rey.
Right. Yeah. Make it like a Bastilishan Fallen hybrid with Rey. That'd be cool.
I feel like though with Luke, you're also going to need him facing off against Kylo.
Yes. And
Kylo's not needed either.
For that, they should do the Knights of Ren flashback. Where
Kylo
burns down all the what they should do if they want to be really epic.
Do you think they will?
No. Especially the Dark Rey, that was like a flash
of that was such a short moment too, and everyone loves it. Everyone is like, yeah, give me Dark Rey. I'm like, that was literally like 10 seconds, not even.
Because it was so cool.
I know it was cool. I'm not going to disagree.
They put it in the trailers.
They did.
Which is false advertising.
Yeah, but they put so much, like not even just that for Star Wars, for any movie. They put so much stuff in trailers that does not make it. That just gets cut.
Right. But at least... It usually doesn't, like, they did something similar, or it's not a big deal.
Right.
But to get people hyped for Dark Rey, or thinking she might be a villain or something.
Yeah.
And then to have it to be a single flash, not even a whole vision, like, this is what it would be like if you were deciding to go to the dark side, Rey. Just like a flash.
Do you know how long I analyzed that flash frame to be like, this has got to be some lookalike that they're trying to plant on us? Like, I was like, she's not. Like, I was like, no, 1,000% she's not going to the dark side.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They made us all question that for months. And then nothing.
I know.
That was lame.
Did you say how close you are to Palpatine?
I did not. So Sith Eternal Emperor side of things.
Yeah.
I'm happy with this new batch of requirements. Because I already had Jedi Knight Anakin Relic 7 for Padme's team. And for the Sith Raid back when I ran Night Sisters. Mm-hmm. So he's been ready for a long time. Thrawn I had built up too. Just because he's a versatile plug and play.
You don't want to see my throne.
So the other three do need some work. They're all Gear 12, Veers, Stark, and Tarkin.
That's not awful, though.
It's not awful.
I mean, it's going to be a pain to get them to 13, I'm sure, but...
Yeah, but not that bad. I'm in a much happier place here than I was with First Order Kylo. And I've already got the ship 6-star.
Yeah.
Because I was already farming him since he came out.
See, I was way ahead on Rey.
Yeah, me too. I actually not Rey. No, that's good for you. I am crap on Rey. I meant Jedi Luke, Jedi Master Luke. Like, I already have...
Do you have a bunch?
I have 7 relic characters.
That's good.
I have Han, whereas Han. You don't.
Yeah.
Han relic.
He'll be my
next. And then the others are all gear 11 or 12, except for 3PO and Chewie.
Yeah, because you needed them for Jedi Knight Luke.
Yeah. But I'm also happy that my Galactic Legend only needs one new marquee. Mm-hmm. Yours needs two.
Yeah. But I think that, so I think what they did, because I need two marquees, I think because of that, that's why we are seeing so much crossover with Jedi Knight Luke's requirements.
Mm, maybe so.
I think it's kind of...
That makes sense.
Like, okay, you have to do two marquee farms, but some of these you already have reliced up, whereas you only need one, who, by the way, you can't even start farming yet.
Right, right. Not from a node or anything, or a shop or anything. Yeah, that's annoying.
But your other characters, you've had theoretically seven starred and done for God knows how long.
Yeah.
So it's a delicate balance.
Yeah.
But I'm not, I like how they did it. I think it made sense how they did it.
And Sith Eternal Emperor has a lot more garbage tunes, like Tarkin. Mm-hmm. And Darth Maul, Sidious.
Yeah, Sidious, that's gonna hurt.
Royal Guard.
I saw Royal Guard there and I was like, man, that's like one of my stronger Empire tunes. Which is not saying anything because my Empire is trash.
He's the girl for Rey that nobody... Rose. There we go.
Oh, Rose, yeah.
He's the Rose for Sith Eternal Emperor.
Oh, man. Poor guy. Stuns on basic.
Stuns on basic, but he never goes. he's going to get stunned before he can ever stun anybody else.
Poor guy. Oh, I will say, I really hope that they, for this set of Galactic Legends, and I don't think they will. I really hope they make us use them all. Because I know, but it's so frustrating to do all of this and you don't even use all of them.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah. And they need to add a place to use the ships. Because the ships always make sense.
Yeah.
Like, concerning the character.
Yeah.
There's so few places to use ships. Yeah. That they ought to include it in one of these events. But yeah, totally. I'm happy. I think I'll get this one from the start of availability much sooner than I was able to get Supreme Leader Kylo.
Do you remember how long it took you to get Supreme Leader Kylo?
I think it was like 3 months.
You know what? I could tell you this if I stop being lazy and I'll go look up on our podcast.
Yeah. I think it was like 3 months. It was a while.
So they came out March 25th.
March 25th.
March 25th. And you got Kylo. We did the episode May 14th. Was when we recorded that you got him. So you got him fast, like six. Less than 2 months. Let's call it 6 weeks.
Huh.
I want to know this because I'm curious if you will beat your time.
Yeah, that's my new goal.
Yeah.
If that's the case, I think I can get this within 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And if I can, I'll be happy with that because I've already got 7 out of 15. Done. Like the prerequisite tab quest, 7 out of 15 done. I just finished getting Sith Marauder up to relic 7.
Is your Pyat still 3 stars? Like you didn't buy any of his lottery packs or anything?
Correct. He's a 3-star. I am on the fence of whether I'm going to start getting him from shipments.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've got about 20,000 crystals.
Okay.
Which is good. But I need a lot of that for daily refreshes of Cantina energy for relic materials.
Yeah. So 300 a day for that.
Yep. But there's still my income. So I'm not really losing any crystals at that point because I'm gaining from arenas.
Right.
The gear 12 to gear 13 gear is a ton.
Yeah.
And then you and I discussed what it costs to get a marquee with shipments only. Mm-hmm. And wasn't it something like 24,000 crystals?
Yes. Yeah. Some, I can't remember if it was 24,000 or 22. I want to say it was 22.
Right. So since I don't even have that much stockpiled, mm-hmm. and I need those crystals for mm-hmm. the gear, mm-hmm. I'm not in a rush. I'd much rather get to where I'm like one or two characters away from yeah. gear 13 or away from getting the relic they need. Mm-hmm. And then saying, okay, now I'm at the point where if I don't get my Pia up, he's going to be the limiting factor.
Yeah. Right, yeah. You can pull the trigger.
Yeah.
That makes sense. All right. I like it.
Cool, cool, cool. How long do you think it'll be till you're ready?
Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm going to say, so let's stick with our guess. Okay, you know what? So let's
How long did it take you to get yours?
Oh, God. When did I get Ray? I don't even remember when I got Ray. I can find this out.
Quit being lazy, Sarah.
I know. I can find it out because somebody made a comment in my shard arena when I got her unlocked.
While you're finding that, mm-hmm. we can move on to the Bantha in the room.
Yeah.
Because we've pretty much talked through our anticipation of the new Galactic Legends. Mm-hmm. Bantha in the room section, where we talk about what has been bugging us and negative flying in the windshield yeah. of our Millennium Falcons. So for myself, my Bantha in the room, not real negative about much.
No.
They have been doing well with the galactic challenges and the pretty quickly release of these requirements for the Galactic Legends. So I'm waiting for them to come. My Bantha in the room might be that they have reduced the time of the galactic challenges. Yeah. You know, some of them were like a week, while some were just 2 days.
Yeah.
I think they settled on 2 or 3 days.
And I think they've settled on three.
Three? Okay.
Crumb did another interview with Galactic War Report, and he said, if I'm remembering correctly, I'm pretty sure he did say they settled on three. I don't know if it's going to change again. But he said that they feel three is a fair amount of days.
That's true. Mm-hmm. But now it's not back-to-back like when they first unveiled the feature.
Yeah, which I like.
Me too. You like that it's not back-to-back?
I like that it's not back-to-back.
What?
Because now I know when it's a new one.
But now it's like once a week.
Okay, yeah, but I agree with you. I would rather just have like a one day where it's like gone and then come back. Like just give me a 24-hour break of it not being there.
Yeah, yes. Then I like a 24-hour break.
Because once I do it, I'm not going to go back into it.
Right. It's not a big negative.
Yeah.
I think it should be 4 or 5 days if they're not going to put them so close together, mm-hmm. because why not give more time if you're not going to put another one in there instead, or another game mode in there instead? So I think in this case, I would be fine with 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
If they're just going to do once a week, 4 or 5 days, 2 days of it not being available, mm-hmm. and then back up again. Because it doesn't harm anything to keep it up longer.
No.
And it doesn't require more space in between either. Because it depends on when you're going to get in and do it. But once you do it, you're done. It's not something that you're keep coming back each day.
Exactly. Which is why I like having the 1 day or a break. Because I'll just, once I've done it, I will ignore that event.
Forget about it.
Yeah, like in the whatever daily event challenges, I'll ignore it. And then I'll be like, oh, it's a new one. Like,
good point.
So that's why I like having it disappear. It's completely because I'm lazy and unobservant.
Yeah, I almost forgot a couple times, like 6 hours before it's ending.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? That icon looks a little different than I remember.
I can't remember which one it was, but I didn't even realize it was happening. And yeah. I caught it with a couple of days to spare, but I was like, oh, I haven't done this one. Okay. So
they can't expect us to know what each of these planets look like already.
No. Mm-mm. I did find it, by the way. I unlocked it at the beginning of June. So it only took me about 2 months.
Okay. Yeah. So a little under a month more than me.
Yeah.
So yeah. It seemed like a lot longer for
it did seem like a lot longer. So I'm guessing it'll probably be the same. I am hoping that I will have my clones finished for the CAM mission before the Galactic Legends drop. Nice. Like I want my clones finished for the next light side territory battle.
Nice.
So we'll see. My Bantha in the room, I'm going to agree with you about the Galactic Challenges. I'm also going to say that I still don't find them very engaging.
Okay.
I thought I would like them more than I do. That's what I'm going to say. They did revamp the rewards.
I agree with that.
Which is kind of nice. I still don't think the rewards are that awesome, but also I'm not really paying that much attention when I do them, so whatever. My other Bantha in the room, and it's going to lead into my I love you, I know.
Okay.
So I'm going to say it. I hate, and I know this is nothing new, I'm just going to complain. I hate the RNG in these stupid character unlock events. Jedi Knight Luke, I am talking about you. I thought Jedi Knight Luke was worse than Gax. He was 1000% worse than really? Gax for me. Oh my gosh. I
should have made a guide for you.
Because
I didn't think it was at all.
I was following everything to a T. I was over-reliced. I was doing everything perfectly and I could not catch a break. I was so mad. I thought I was going to break my phone. I literally...
Really?
I was doing the event and I was like, I'm not going to get him. It's fine. That means I need to go for Palpatine. Or, you know what, Sarah, let's just abandon ship entirely and maybe you go for Kylo. Like, I was that convinced that I was not going to get Jedi Knight Luke unlocked. It was awful. I hated it.
I'm sorry. But now I know what my next video should be.
Jedi Knight Luke, because it is hot trash. Hated it. Oh my god. I can't. Yeah. Oh, no. But it leads into my
love. Yeah, I love you? Yeah.
So I did unlock him, which I am happy I did. And I'm going to tell this story because it is extremely funny. And I'm going to keep it short. But so I was on tier 6. The one where you are using Rolo, Lando, and the Chupio, even though it's Chewy. And
yeah.
So I'm on this tier. And I am not having it.
That was hard.
I'm now on day 3 of trying this tier. And I have done everything under the sun. I've switched my best mods around. I've done multiple different mod swaps. I have papers of which mods have gone where, just so I can keep track of everything, and I'm losing it. So basically what was happening was I would get to the second wave, and every single time, like clockwork, I would kill Boba. Boba would revive. He would kill Chupio, and then I'd be screwed. Every single time. So how I unlocked him was I sat at my kitchen counter watching Monday Night Football while I did this.
Nice,
screaming at the top of my lungs, just dropping all of the F-bombs every time because I literally was like, okay, here we go. And then,
football, 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 football.
Yeah, football. That's what I was screaming. Football. So I'm sitting there and I'm not exaggerating. I've been sitting at this kitchen counter doing this particular tier for close to 4 hours over and over.
Wow.
And
on the third day of doing it.
on the third day of doing this tier.
Yeah.
And I am livid. And so my boyfriend Travis is like, what the hell is going on? Like, what are you doing? He does not play this game. He does not play Star Wars. So he comes over and I'm explaining this to him. And he is watching over my shoulder and I'm explaining Boba Fett's kit and how like he revives and he's got this little icon and I'm like, and I need Chupio to stay alive because he's the dude. I need him to work. Like, this is what's going to happen. Blah, blah, yeah. blah. So I'm telling him, I'm like, okay, great. So look, I'm like, now I'm going to kill Boba and I kill Boba. I'm like, now Boba's going to revive and Boba's going to kill my Chupio. And Boba goes and attacks and he hits Chupio and I don't die. And I'm like, oh, this hasn't happened before. So I start panicking because I don't want to mess this up. And he is standing over my shoulder watching what I have been screaming about, trying to understand why I've been screaming. And then I beat it.
That's a great story.
And then I go on to the next tier with the crates flying at me. And literally the exact same thing happens where I cannot beat it. It has been god awful. And he comes back and stands over my shoulder and I beat it.
That's hilarious.
So I just don't know. I thought it was hilarious.
That's pretty great.
I was pretty annoyed though, but yeah.
That's pretty great.
Do you have an I love you I know this week?
My I love you I know would be regarding the Galactic Challenges. I had a great time playing them after they revamped slightly. So 3-day timing, like you said. Mm-hmm. They've cycled through, and now we get to see what they meant by something will change each time. Mm-hmm. So I think it was the same enemies, the Separatist, the one I'm remembering, Separatist, and the damage over times that constantly get applied.
Yeah.
But it's the first time you were using Sith. Now you had to use your, was it resistant?
Resistance or First Order, one of them.
First Order, that's what it was. It's First Order.
Yeah, I know because I didn't make it very far.
Yeah. So that made it completely different because completely different roster while still having to deal with damage over times. Mm-hmm. So your natural of, oh, let's see if Vader can use all these dots to his advantage. Now there is no trying to use damage over time as to your advantage.
Right.
Because it's First Order. So I liked that. That was a great way to keep it lively. So now I will look forward. What's the random faction needed? What's the random buff in enemies that are going to occur? Mm-hmm. That was fun. And I specifically enjoyed in this one how the Sith one, the strategy was to use the dots, but still basically you're just trying to stay alive.
Yeah.
While letting the dots kill the enemy Grievous. That was my strategy.
Yeah, you're trying to like out survive them.
Right, right. This one was similar, but now I had the OG Kylo and Kylo Ren Unmasked. Mm-hmm. Who dots don't affect at all. So they had no problem. As long as they could survive the hits from the enemy team.
Right.
The dots were not an issue at all.
They just wreck.
Yeah.
Man.
So I was able to take, for my undermanned squad challenge, feat in the thing, just the two Kylos and maneuver and play it right. Mm-hmm. To where they got to survive while everyone else died from dots.
That's cool.
It was awesome.
That's cool. See, like that kind of stuff I like. I will never get to do that, but.
It was fun. It helped that they were both Relic 7 for Supreme Leader Kylo. But that was fun.
I like that.
On to the Discord corner where we answer fan questions, as well as the questions given here on YouTube. So type them in if you're watching live. Adam Atmata said, please have Celik Sarah take the advice you sent me for Hoth TV and talk about the best tips to max TV stars that might apply to various guild GPs.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to try and keep this short because this was, I sent him an essay and I didn't even include all my tips. So I felt really bad. Basically what happened was Adam posted in our Discord about, they are doing Hoth Whiteside TV and they got 33 stars and he thinks they could get more and they weren't being efficient. So I mapped it out for him and I sent it to him and I said, if you follow this, I think you can get 38 stars. So 5 stars gained. I'm going to say at least 4, but 5. So the first thing that you want to do is, and this is what I said, I will post all of my notes in our Discord server if anyone wants to read my chicken scratch. But the first thing you're going to do is you need to split your guild GP. You need to know what your ship GP is, and you need to know what your character GP is for the whole guild. And then you also need to know what your current results are. So which territories you're getting how many stars in. And then literally all you're going to do is draw a nice little map of the territory battle. And you're going to write in what the numbers are. So basically the easiest way to do this without going into like roster specifics and who can do how many waves and all this kind of thing. All I did was an average of 4 waves because Hoth, I forgot, is 6 waves, not 4. So I gave everyone an average of 4 wave completions and then I just did the math. So you find out how many points you're going to get from everyone doing 4 waves. So it gives you a margin of error with combats and how many points you're going to get from platoons being filled. And then you figure out how much GP you need to deploy to get that star. And then you just kind of map it. It's really weird in how you do it because you just kind of have to figure out what the easiest path is to take to get the most stars and where you need to start holding back. But once you map it out, it kind of just flows. The best thing that I think you can do to maximize stars is to have your guild officers hold back your GP deployment until the very last second. Because you don't want to maximize a territory by deploying GP. You want to maximize a territory with combat missions. So by that, I mean, I don't want to go and deploy my GP to get a maximum star when somebody hasn't done their combat mission there and they could go right and do it and max it. And then I could take my GP elsewhere. You don't want to waste it. So you want to do that. And you also want to use a bot like Echo Station that is going to assign platoons for your guild because that makes it really easy to know where the weak points are. And it also makes it really easy for your guild members. Like for me personally, I will never use my first order on a dark side territory battle. They suck. So I program the bot to always take my first order because why am I going to platoon? Why am I going to keep them? So you can tell it what you want to donate. So it knows that I will always give my first order. It knows on light side that I will always give my Phoenix squad or whatever, like whatever you need. You can figure that out. I feel like this is really super in depth. So I think it would be like a whole other episode on its own. But yeah, it's basically just a lot of taking an average and then strategically planning where you're going to deploy your, where you're going to do your mass deployments. And I think the biggest thing is to just make a plan like that, because once you have a plan and you run it out, you can actually gather the data while you're doing it, see where you're exceeding your expectations and where you're falling short. And then you can tweak it for the next run. So like, we do it all the time. I mean, you don't do it, Sergi. I do it. Yeah. But we do it in our guild all
lost
the time.
Lost me a long time ago.
I know. I do it all. This is where I nerd out. But I do it all the time for us where I'm like, you know what? We can actually tweak this if we don't put all of our focus on this mission and we put it on this one, we'll get a star. Like, it's just, and it also depends on what your priorities are. Do you want the star or do you want the special mission currency?
Yeah.
So there's a whole different bunch of different ways you can go. And I'm just going to say this probably took me knowing nothing about his guild other than what the GP was and what their current star projection was. It maybe took an hour of my time to figure out. Like, it doesn't, it's a little bit of time and effort to put in, but then once you have a plan, you can tweak it. And it's so much faster to tweak once you create it. It doesn't take that much effort.
Yeah. That yeah. sounds great. You did so good, Sarah.
Thanks.
Even though I have no idea what you were talking about.
I don't know how to
yeah, you did great. I just have never been on that side of things.
It's just a lot of, like,
helped everybody else.
It's easier too when you can see, when you break it down by stars and you can see what the easiest, you just follow the easiest path of resistance, honestly. Like, that's what I did.
Nice.
Yeah. So,
and then quick last question. Mm-hmm. Vox and King asked, what's the best rebel teams to run, not using any Rogue One characters? Mothma and Cheerio are both gear 11. Mm-hmm. That's funny. And Darman just asked different question. Okay, so what rebel team should they run? Should he run? I think we talked about that a couple episodes ago.
I think we did.
How to use Mon Mothma and Cheerio. I think that some of your other teams, like Commander Luke with Han and mm-hmm. OG Chewie, mm-hmm. C-3PO is used for tons of extra damage with the exposes. Mm-hmm. I don't know that he's necessary on those.
So I don't think so.
I still want to try out a Mon Mothma, Cheerio, C-3PO,
ooh,
and then taking out Rogue One characters, all you got left is Stormtrooper Han, mm-hmm. maybe.
And yeah, Princess Leia.
Princess Leia, yeah.
I just love putting her on Rebel Squads. It's just fun.
Yeah, and you've got to build her up now for mm-hmm. Jedi Master yeah. Luke. Win-win.
R2 is a rebel, but I like to put R2 with my resistance.
Me too. Yeah, he goes great with that team.
Oh, man, it's so great. It's so great. Who else? There's so many rebels.
Yeah. But when you take out Rogue One and your standard Commander Luke, mm-hmm. it kind of lessens.
Yes. I think it also depends on what you're using it for. Like, is it for territory battle? Is it for a raid? Yeah, yeah. Is it for, are you going up against a specific team? Like, there's all these other factors.
Oh, Cara Dune.
Mm. Oh, Old Ben.
Old Ben, yeah.
Old Ben. You're going to want a tank. And from what I've been told, he's very good.
And last but not least, let's head to Uncle Owen's moisture farm to talk about who and what we are currently farming in-game. Because everyone knows work comes before going to Tashi Station to pick up power converters. I am hardcore focusing on relic materials and gear for my Sith Eternal requirements. At the same time, I'm getting the tokens, the shards for Mon Mothma now, and 3PO and Chewie.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's the main thing. I'm going to make sure I get these requirements as soon as possible.
Yeah.
So that I can get Sith Eternal Emperor. What about you, Sarah?
I am also farming Mon Mothma now and Chewpio. And I'm still farming Mando and Grief / the Rebel Y-Wing in fleet, and then all gear, specifically, like I have said 5 million times now, just in case our guild is listening, for the clones so that we can get some more cam shards. And then I'm going to switch gears entirely and go after Jedi Knight or Jedi Master. There are too many Jedi Lukes now.
Yeah.
Jedi Master Luke Skywalker, not Jedi Knight Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Well, that was a good show. Thank you for joining us this week, everybody. Thank you, Sarah.
No prob.
That ought to do it. Until next time, Chewie, we're home.